So today is Workers' Day, I'm told. And it's the last evening of our retreat. And as we have been every day this last week, Margi, Teja and I sit and look out over all these cushions, over these little hearts that she's cut out and written with your names on them. So thank you for being here. Thank you for not being here. And here we go. This week I've been talking about custodianship of the Dharma and how over these last 30 plus years, perhaps especially over the last 12 years or so, Margi and I have taken on a particular role in the preservation and practice and transmission of the Buddha Dharma. And I just would like to look at that for a moment, as to what that means. I think the first thing that strikes me is a deep sense of appreciation and gratitude. I've been doing this in various ways for probably over 45 years now. And for all that time, it's been the central pillar of my life. Even during times when I didn't know where I was going and where I was backsliding in all directions at once. But this sense of appreciation has never left me. And I've always found myself called back. And the appreciation has grown. And having the opportunity to do it, to do this practice here in this Zendo, in the middle of the felt, with Margi, I'm just a little speechless with thank you. And her example and her obstinacy and her generosity are legendary, as you know. And what has happened is that slowly as people have come to practice with us, that sense of companionship in the teachings, in the practice, has just grown all by itself. Not in a way that we'd planned, but in just as a lovely surprise in this life as we're getting older. An appreciation of the effort that people make to come here, the sacrifices they make, and the friendship they've shown us and each other in this rather oddball way. Beautiful and oddball. I think the situation we're in at the moment with coronavirus and lockdown and everything that goes with it really brings this into focus. And of course, inevitably, I find myself wondering, worrying about the future of us as a Sangha, as a loosely knit organization, wondering what's going to happen. Are things going to fall apart and we never meet again? Is this going to be our moment of real coming together in depth and commitment? Can this be a springboard for not only our practice here, but a springboard for your own practice, where you can now take responsibility for the Dharma? And of course, taking responsibility and being a repository of the practice and a custodian isn't just passing on the stories and the language and some of the forms in the Zendo, but it is first and foremost the authenticity of our practice, the genuineness of our embodiment of these teachings, and our willingness to look at them in the light of our lives and say, is this helpful? And if it isn't, to just put it in brackets, at least for now, and walk on. By custodianship, I also don't mean a kind of heroic quality. At least that's not how it feels to me. It doesn't mean a moral rectitude, a kind of goodness or intellectual cleverness. It feels more like a sheer kasid willingness to live across the grain, to be willing to stand up for something in the face of considerable shaking of the heads at the best. And there's something perverse in me that really enjoys that. Not that there's anyone around to enjoy it with particularly, but I feel that I'm standing up for something really important in my life, to the extent that it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. And being a rather mild-mannered, sociable person, believe it or not, I find that invigorating. And strangely enough, contrary to my expectations, over the decades, this kind of commitment to something that is not very fashionable has gradually elicited a kind of an interest in certain people and an appreciation even. The books have helped, some of the documentary movies we've been in, some of the interviews, just interest from various people from all over the world, which is gratifying in a way, encouraging, but then we just come back to the Zendo in the middle of nowhere and ring the bell. It is clear to me that by whatever name we call this practice, Zen or the Buddha Dharma, for me it's deeply appropriate to our place and to our time. One of the things that I value enormously is that it doesn't ask me to know anything. It doesn't ask me to understand what's going on, particularly in my head. And I find that an enormous relief. It goes beyond a moral dogma into an insistence on selflessness as the heart of the practice, an insistence on or a recognition of the intimacy of this life. It stresses our interconnectedness rather than our dividedness, which in the world we live in here feels beyond value and absolutely necessary. It also relishes the kind of chaos in uncertainty as a rich ground of life. It doesn't ask that life be orderly and well regulated. There's somehow an excitement, an anarchistic instinct about times of great change as moments of possibility for us. For me, increasingly, the analysis of the Buddha Dharma as to how we fall asleep and how we wake up feels unassailable, particularly as it doesn't ask us to accept anything, but only asks us to find it out for ourselves. And of course, it has a sense of humor. It has an instinct for simplicity. It says, just wake up! And it has an overriding appreciation of authenticity, of genuineness. And of straightforwardness. In our present moment of this corona lockdown, these qualities feel particularly appropriate. We are being shaken to our roots. We are finding connectedness. We are finding that what was divided is suddenly pulling together in one direction. It has jokes and music and sympathy and neighborly concern. And importantly, it is grounded in this moment as it is, not in an attempt to make it look beautiful, to paint it, to romanticize it, or to be a doomsayer and paint it as futile and meaningless and hopeless. But it's grounded in just this. And that is where we start. So this may well be a moment for each of us to wake up, to stand up in our lives, to take responsibility for assessing and embodying and sharing the Buddha Dharma. This is our moment. For myself, it is my vow to allow the Dharma and my life to slip seamlessly into each other. It is my vow to honor the ancestry, not only of this tradition, but even in our own ancestors, who suddenly have become more real to me, my parents and grandparents who have lived through wars, fought wars, looked after children during wars, lived during economic depression and pandemics. But this is for you. This is for all those who suffered pogroms and discrimination and prejudice. It just feels very real to me. And I vow that whatever happens, and however much I flinch, that I'll be found with my back straight and my breath measured, wholeheartedly in the middle of whatever life I have. That when the knock comes on the door, I can say from my kitchen chair, "Come in. It's not locked." And that if I look up from this cushion in the Zendo to see angry or hungry faces at the Zendo window, I can still see the blue sky behind them. So this is my undertaking to myself, to do what I can, as best I can, to make this possible. This is my commitment. What is yours? Margie and I are just going to read together the verse of gratitude, repentance and commitment that we chant each night on retreat.
Verse of gratitude. Repentance and commitment. With gratitude, we remember our parents and all the myriad persons and circumstances that have shaped our lives. We honor the ancestors of this great tradition, our Dharma teachers and friends. We give thanks for health and for this opportunity to practice. With sorrow, we repent our turning away from intimacy and our loss of compassion. We repent the hurt that we may have caused through inattention and distractedness, through holding on to opinion and argument, through being lost in ourselves. And we regret the opportunities we may have missed today With sincerity, we commit to waking up, to embodying a clear mind and an open heart. We vow to give ourselves to this world as it is, to stand in the shoes of the other, whoever they may be, and to never stop trying. May our practice be a healing for ourselves and for all beings.